Okay, so we were picking up on Lamed Hey. The Mishnah says as follows. We were talking about the halacha of Truma and Maaser that separated from Demai that then fell back into its place. So Shimon Shazuri says that even during the week, in that case, you're allowed to ask the seller whether he was mafresh because he's worried about Demai. So the Braita says, Tani, Truma and Maaser shel Demai, shechazralim koma midama'at. Truma and Maaser of Demai that fell into its place. Shalom limkoma, but not into its original place, meaning it fell into other chulin, ain't a midamat, right? So if it falls into the original place, then it's midamat. If it falls into a different chulin, then it's not midamat. It just becomes batel by a rove, because daraita, it's rove, derabanan, it's not rove, it's shishim, but not for demai. And realizer says the Chachamim say no, that it is the same as Trumat Maaser from definite Tevel, and therefore it's less than one in 100. Did I say 60? I meant 100, right? Truma is 60. Other things are 60. Truma is 100. No, when you have everything becomes batel on a simple rove, because when it's demai, it never makes something miduma. Right now, in Arla, the Gemara explains that this machloket depends on whether, in general, we treat derabanan like d'oraita. Or not. I think we've talked about it in the past, right? According to the Rambam, right, the notion that Savig Darabanan Lakula, Savig Daraita Lachomer, that whole thing is rabbinic to begin with, that really biblically everything is Lakula, but we're trying to distinguish things on a level of Darabanan and just highlight the difference between things. And according to the Rambam, as we've talked about, it's very important to distinguish Daraita and Dirabanan. But nevertheless, we do find in certain cases, despite that, we don't have such distinctions, and there are positions like Rav Meir and the Gemara that always try to blur the lines. Rabbi Bon Bar Chiya Boi Kumer Rizera Mander Midamat Midamat. The one who holds the Truman Maaser of Demai makes it Miduma when it falls back into its place, but not somewhere else. Shem Midamat Eina Midamat. Rav Shimon is told that Truman Maaser does not make something Dumumah, does not make it Medumah when it falls on Ablai's Nicha. Meaning the Chachamim are consistent, and they hold that Truman Maaser of Demai makes things Medumah in all cases, just like regular. Rav Shimon holds that Truman Maaser never makes it Demai. I may have confused this. Okay, the point is the extremes make sense. But man de amar lim koma mi damam shalom koma in the mat. Right? Meaning if you hold that demai is always considered like vadai, so fine. So then it makes the meduma. If you hold it isn't, because it's demai, so it isn't. But why would you hold that it falls back into its original place and it is midam mea and not in other places? So ma ben shalom koma. What is the difference? So our Rabbi Chagai, in the meantime, Rabbi Chagai came in and amrin bedin hu meimar. Moshe da'ana amar taimam. I swear by Moshe that. So they said he didn't say this. He said, "I'm telling you what he's gonna swear by Moshe." That was just how he used to swear. Now Rashi really quotes Rashi here that it means by the kavod yikra de Moshe, or right, which means by the God of Moshe. In which case, this would have a lot of significance. However, the Bavli seems to disagree, at least as understood by the Ran. For those of you who might have been listening on the bus yesterday, I was learning with Meir. I was just going through all the mitzvot, the summary of the mitzvot of the Rambam and the Akdamah, where the Rambam thinks that swearing in the name of Hashem is a mitzvah, whereas the Ravid does not think that. The Ravid says, no, what do you mean? You can't swear in another God. You can't swear falsely in the name of God, but to swear in the name of God, that's not a mitzvah. And some of them, of course, in the Rambam say maybe he doesn't really mean that. He means that if you're going to swear, you should swear in the name of God. The Ravid himself says maybe it's a lava ba michal say that because you can't swear falsely in the name of God or swear in the name of other gods, so maybe swearing in the name of God is by implication an asay. So he says, Moshe, the Ana Amar Taima, I swear by Moshe or whatever, that I will explain the reason that Manda Amar Midama'at Shimater Dashiraim L'Achila. The one who says that Shumat Ma'aser Demai goes back to his place and makes it Meduma, because the Shumat Ma'aser Demai makes the rest Mutter to eat. Meaning the Relazer holds like Rishima, that the Meduma Chumrah was only applied to biblical Shumat Ma'aser, not rabbinic. So why is it when it falls, and that's why it's Batel and other Chulin. But when it falls back into the original Chulin, it's basically that there, you've created a stira mine ubeid, right? An internal contradiction. Because if it's Trumat Maeser, so then this is Meduma. If it's not Trumat Maeser, then it's as if you never gave Trumat Maeser, and therefore it's Tevel. So therefore, it's one or the other. Ma'anereina minamash, she'ena mater tshirayim la'achila. Right? And when it falls into other chulin, where you don't have that inherent contradiction, so it is fine. Now, this follows the majority of the Mefarshim that is more chumra when it falls into the original. Marafulda, and the Yavit says as well, says that no, that the separation of Truman and Meiser in the mixture can currently permit the mixture for consumption. According to Marafulda, regular Meduma cannot be permitted in any form by re-giving Truman and Meiser, but here it can, but that's only when it falls back into the original one. So basically, the kula of demai is that you're allowed to re be mafresh. Right. So he says, right, that the kula is actually because it makes it like tevel, and therefore you can be re mafresh. Now this is very problematic. The Chatam Sofer gives a different explanation based on this Chiddush. According to him, the Gemara is saying that even though Meduma was not Metukan by Trumat Meiser of Demai, when Trumat Meiser falls into its own produce, it may not be eaten, but not because of Meduma, but because it goes back to Tevel, meaning it's a Chumra, right? Not a Kula, it's a Chumra. And Hori Rabbi Lo Kader Chagai, and we love Paskins this way. Amar Rabbi Zera, Ata Uvda Kumei Rabbi Chanina. Story came from Chanina. Vahori Rabbi Shimon Shizuri. Followed Rabbi Shimon Shizuri. The Nam Ares can be asked in the middle of the week when something became Meduma. And Rabbi Acham Shimon Yonatan Ein Alach Rabbi Shimon Shizuri. And he said we don't Paskin this way. The Marafulda says that it's not focusing on this main chiddush, namely that the Amaretz can be relied on for the Meduma of Truman Meiser, but for the secondary part of his halacha, the Truman Meiser that makes a Meduma only when it falls back in its original place, and that he's saying is Yosin Paskin like. And Yoter Mikenai Rishuman Shizuri Omer Hifresh Truman Meiser said that if you separate Truman Meiser Vinisrafa and it burned, you don't know if it was burned before you designate Shumat Maaser and afterwards. So you don't know whether the Demai in your house has been Mufrash. Arei Zeh Shoalo, you're allowed to ask him. The Groz Girzir is Vinisrafu HaPero, that the fruit got burned. And according to him, the Bright is dealing with the case where the Chulin was burned and the produce designated Shumat Maaser remained. The Bright teaches that the Amar testifies that he had given Maaser before selling it. The buyer can rely on him and eat the produce. Shumat Shizuri is making on this case for the buyer who lost the rest of the produce because of the shadat chak plus the fact that they're normally neman. Sorry, show the vochal alpiv lo bedamer bizera ata uvda kumid rechanina v'hori ker Shimon Shizuri. I mean, he paskin like Reb Shimon Shizuri. Now again, he doesn't accept the greater chiddush that you can rely on the amaretz even when it's right, so Chanina later said that we only paskin like by the case of Truman Meiser falls into his place, but not the general name. Amar Rabbi Yavin lo damya he shilta lehi kadmaita. This is not similar to the first one because Taman lo began dana chashid loch. Right there we say it's not because I suspect you of selling something which is not musar. Lo began dizaninach et mochitin v'chamin olchazan aloch. Remember, we saw this yesterday. It was because I saw a crowd, and I thought maybe you weren't mafresh. Amr Dilma mitakna, and maybe you forgot mitakna avan. So then I asked, was it mufresh bram acha? But here, Rabbi said, right? So in the earlier case, you can ask him in a way that's not going to put him on the spot. But here, where in order for him to admit that he didn't give it, he would have to begin to chashed et hakaninach, the metaktinin, right? You'd have to admit that you suspect him. Right, it karen, and then it got mixed in, and now when you know the truth, mitakya havgan. Right, so right, when you're here, you actually have to ask him right straight. Now it's not clear why you have to ask him straight, right? I mean, you have to tell him I suspect you, and now I need to know the truth. Now the Gra says no. Maybe you do ask him an indirect, and the only difference is in the second case, you have to make mention of the fact that you've already given Trumat Meister, and the issue is demand. You just need to put the situation on the table. The other Mepharshim hold that no, right? Since you've already been mafresh, there's no way, basically, of saving face. You just have to admit that you suspected him and ask him as such. And the Gemara then supports this idea that you have to tell him that you suspected him. Because in this case, the reason that you believe him is because he's afraid of Miduma, just like he was afraid of Shabbat. And therefore, that's what's going to make him tell the truth, and that's why you have to tell him the full details. Okay, have a good Shabbos, guys.